Oh, yeah. It's time to get things rolling. It is 7:31, and it is time now for Tech Talk right here on your favorite radio stations. And we have got your phone lines open for you for your calls and your questions to our experts, Charles Miller and Charles Ball, at 1-800-749-5936. Good morning, Charles and Charles.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
We're doing great. Yeah. It's going to be a beautiful day. It looks like we've got some great weather and things to get going. And
right. It looks like springtime.
It's about time, right.
It's about time. Exactly right. I've got some projects that need to get done, and we've had rain every weekend. So hopefully we'll get something done this weekend.
And, of course, we've got a lot on the table today. A lot of things that are going on in the world of technology, and we're here to help folks navigate through it all.
Boy, you're not a kidding. We I think the two of us have just been buried this week. We did get to meet one night at Crossing Second.
That's yeah, which was very up. Nice. Very nice. It was a good meeting place, and yeah. I hope to do more stuff over there because they've got a meeting room in the back that I'm kind of excited about, you know, because it's a big, huge space. Yeah. You know, that's going to be really nice for presentations.
Exactly, yeah. It was really nice to sit over there and talk for a minute, but we didn't get to finish. Or, you know, during the week, there's so much that goes on, and I get responses from people all the time in my shop, and then we never get to discuss them before we get here. So, you know, just diving right into one of the questions that was asked me this week, one of my callers or one of the ladies that called in this week was talking to me about her IT situation that she was having at work. She said she can access her Facebook and her Pinterest on her mobile devices at home, no problem. She can always log in. But when she tried to access it at work, it kept coming up that the page would not load.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told her we would discuss this morning. So she's listening. Sharon, if you're out there, we're going to talk about it today.
Well, usually the first thing that that I would think would be causing that was the, you know, companies, they have to protect their exposure,
exactly.
Right? They don't have stuff coming in from the outside. So, and a lot of that stuff, which is considered, you know, really non-productive software like Facebook, you know, unless it's part of your business. So they get filtered out because you can control those things. You know, DNS filters I mentioned here a while ago, back here a few weeks ago, are getting to be very popular because DNS is, you know, how things are identified out there. And people can, like that phishing stuff is basically spoofing where it makes it look like it's a site, and getting redirected becomes precarious
now
because things can get loaded. So three things, you know, companies typically do to protect themselves is like the filtering, you know, for the firewall scenario,
mm-hmm.
so that they can't go to, you know, a lot of sites, and then they have to basically maintain some sense of, you know, they have to know kind of what's going on out there, and you know, the options out there are pretty varied. You know, right now it's going through kind of a lot of transition because things like ransomware, DNS filtering is not going to do anything for you. You know, because essentially, you know, it's something that gets loaded, you know, from some precarious site. And if that gets filtered out, good. But if it's already embedded in the email, for example, that you get, it's just a piece of code that can look like a picture or what have you. You can actually load that on your machine. So most companies, they turn off the administrator access to the machine, which essentially doesn't let you make modifications without administrator approval. You know, you'll get that little message that says, see your administrator.
Yeah.
So that's another way that people, not everybody has an IT guy, and that's why I cover a lot of territory because I serve a lot of people who are, you know, a lot of businesses that are small, and they don't really cover, they don't have an IT guy hardly.
Sure, yeah, you know, unless somebody that's monitoring that thing.
Well, unless something breaks.
Yeah.
And then when you bring somebody in who really doesn't know your environment, you know, it just takes a lot of time and it gets expensive just trying to do detective work.
And, you know, one of the things that she wrote in there is that, you know, I can take my phone and go into the women's restroom and I can load it up on my phone, but it still won't work on my computer. But what I was thinking is, again, if Pinterest and Facebook weren't loading, try just test it. But if you try typing in, you know, let's say go to a Twitter or go to Instagram, and if those don't load and you get those same messages, your IT department has blocked those sites.
Yep.
And they don't want their employees at work being able to access those. And I wouldn't go talk to your IT department and say, hey, are you blocking these things? Because that would tell them that you're trying to access your own personal stuff on their computers. I don't think I would do that.
Yeah.
But that's what it sounds like to me, is the IT department has blocked that and kept you from getting into those sites.
Yep. That's typically what happens. The other thing is really getting to know your environment. That's what companies really need to do, because they need to be cognizant of, okay, where are you exposed, you know, as far as your internet-facing side, because yeah. everybody's got one. And unless you have somebody really monitoring that kind of stuff, yeah, you have to have some good tools in place that just do that automatically, and that's why they just block off groups of sites like Facebook.
Or, sure. And, you know, just like any kind of business, most generally, a company wouldn't want to allow a person bringing drugs into their company or any kind of thing like that. It's the same with the internet. If you're bringing in your own personal information onto their computers, it makes them vulnerable too. So they're going to block that stuff out. And plus, it's productivity. They're not going to get anything out of you if you're spending all day on social media. So, you know, I think you got to look at the Instagram and Facebook and all these different things. Those aren't going to be accessible, and a lot of your larger major companies are going to have IT that blocks that out.
Sure enough. Now, some companies will have legitimate uses for Facebook. Like, for example, if you have a store, you have, you know, you have something that you're actually promoting. So you have to have people that can access those things and make those, you know, modifications as things change.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is, you know, reasons for it, but to look up your grandkids is a latest activity probably isn't one of them.
Yeah. Well, Sharon, I hope we helped you with that question this morning, but I would go and definitely try typing in a couple of those other sites to see if they would, if the pages load. If they don't load, then I can say that it's 9 times out of 10, it's going to be that IT department is filtering that. And then another question for you, Charles, that somebody had put in my box over there was about, and maybe you can elaborate on this because it's something that most people don't think about. But if you're on your laptop or your computer at home, your desktop that has a camera for doing, you know, let's say, not FaceTime, but what's the other one you can get a hold of people on, Skype and stuff like that.
All right.
Whatever it may be, people are asking the question. One of my customers put a note in there and said, hey, is it really, can they access your microphone and your camera and be able to view you? Is there a way to filter or block that? And maybe in settings or privacy, or how would you do that?
If you notice some of the newer computers, like the laptop, they have a physical little device that actually covers the cameras.
Yeah, mine has that, yeah.
Yeah, so that kind of gives an answer to that question.
Oh.
There's no total control because, you know, when you're talking about software, it's instructions. And where those instructions are coming from, you know, the browser now is getting to be, it's nice that you can do a lot of things with the browser. You can operate, you can create your whole environment in there, but there's places for other people to inject their stuff, and there's sure. the real challenge, because yeah. the webcam and the stuff like that and the microphone are elements that can have those kind of controls, and the controls are so granular on the computer. I think on the Androids and the iPhones, most of that stuff is kind of a, it's not like you're going to change to administrator rights or not, you know, to kind of control those things for coming in. Because, like, I know on my Android, they're automatic updates. They just come in, and it doesn't matter what I want to do. It's sure. It's coming in. And I'm starting to see more pop-ups now that I've never seen before. So I have to stop and think, okay, did I add something, yeah. you know, that introduced that?
Now, does Windows allow, though, that you can block these cameras when you're not being, when they're, I know, like on the iPhone, on my iOS, I can actually set it to where, in my visual part of it, to where it can follow you or it can see where you're at in your location services. You can disable certain things in apps and only say, only access my location when I'm using the app, or, you know, something like that. Do they allow that in Windows to be able to say, I'm going to go into settings and in privacy under Windows, can I disable my microphone? And maybe you can elaborate on that, if that could be possible, that you can delay, shut off a microphone. Because that's what some people are afraid of most, is that people can access their computer from outside and be able to watch or listen inside their home. But the video camera part, I'm not sure if you can disable that. But I know with microphones, I think you can under privacy.
Yeah. See, under Windows 10, there's a privacy button underneath the Windows settings. And that it does give you controls over stuff like that.
So you can shut off microphones.
You can disable it. See here, like it shows camera, it shows microphone right on the list.
Well, sure enough. And yeah, it's right there on the screen. Yeah,
it's just an on and off button.
So you can disable that until now. You'll have to re-enable it if you're using
Skype or
something that you're going to need that microphone. You'll have to go in and enable it for that moment. Yep. But I guess you can shut it off when you're not using it and be able to have it to where it also said it looks like cameras can be disabled.
Yep, sure enough.
So Windows has now offered that in their settings, which is good.
It's privacy. It's a category of its own now, so which is probably good.
Yeah.
You know, because you got all kinds of little buttons that you can turn off and on.
Yeah. And there's, on the iPhone, I know that Android has it as well. There are things under your settings that you can go in and literally disable, location services at different points so that people aren't, that you can't be tracked all the time. And I know there's software that does the very same thing.
Gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with more Tech Talk. And, of course, you can always call in at 1-800-749-5936 and talk to Charles and Charles right here on your radio station for fun and, of course, information. Right now it is 7:42. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout.
Each Sunday morning at 10:30, be sure to listen to K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3 for the Lutheran Hour. Brought to you by Redeemer Lutheran Church in Bartlesville, the Lutheran Hour will lift your spirits and bring you closer to God. Redeemer Lutheran Church invites you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are at 8:15 and 10:45, with Sunday school at 9:30. Enjoy the Lutheran Hour Sundays at 10:30 a.m. here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. It's that time of year again when Old Man Winter is rearing his ugly head. Be sure your furnace is ready for winter. Carbon monoxide is odorless and deadly. Call Ernest Heat and Air at 918-335-3057. Be safe, not sorry. That's Ernest Heat and Air in Bartlesville, 918-335-3057. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Good morning and welcome back to Tech Talk. And our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. It's getting techy out there, and we're here to help you navigate it all. We have Charles and Charles here with us, Charles Ball and Charles Miller. Gentlemen?
Sometimes it's a learning process for us, too.
Oh, it is.
I get asked these questions, and it's things that may not pertain to me, and then they may. I just didn't know that, people were having these kinds of issues, but there's a lot of it mainly with, I've had some families that are really, tightly knit Christian families that do business that come in and get things repaired. And their biggest questions are those kinds of things. How do we prevent our kids from, just having their camera running on their computer and microphones listening to their conversation? How do we know who's listening? Those are things that you can disable. And on the phones, I've showed them how to do that. But when it comes to computers, I'm not as computer savvy. But that question was asked, and so I thought, this would be a good time to ask Charles these things because he's the computer geek, and he can find it out. So he, sure enough, he brought it up here and showed where it could be done on the computer. So these are things that you can disable yourself. Now, there's nothing wrong with putting a piece of tape, black tape, like electrical tape, right over your camera.
Well, it can smudge up your lens a bit, but
But electrical tape doesn't dry out like some tapes and get brittle. You can peel it off and it'll still, I wouldn't do duct tape or anything like that because it'll leave that,
residue
when you peel it off. But, a piece of electrical tape, and if you're removing it often to use your camera, you would be okay. And then somebody brought in to me one day from Phillips. They were coming in and visiting with me and asking me some questions. And the guy goes, "Hey, I see your laptop here. You use this all the time?" I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Here." And he had just come from a meeting on security, and he had a little tiny guy peeking over a fence looking thing, and he just slid it over my camera on the top of my laptop, and it covers the camera for you, but it just looks like he's peeking up over your camera. And he goes, that's just a camera block for your face camera so that nobody can be viewing you from the outside. And I just thought that was kind of funny. Oh, and I was thinking, people really don't do that. Then you start seeing on the news how many people are being hacked that way, you know? So yeah, definitely a good precautionary thing. But I did like that little guy, and he sits up on my computer right now. He just kind of covers the camera.
Yeah, makes you feel better. Yeah. Placebo, if nothing else.
Well, if they're going to be spying on me during the day, all they're going to see is a guy's back of his head working. That's all they're going to see.
Yeah.
So I don't think that would be all that exciting. And if they're going to listen to your conversation, they're certainly not going to get anything much out of my place.
Yeah. Hey, you were asking about some data recovery options.
Yes.
You know, because, like, for example, you know, people store things on those little micro SD cards now, which you can have on your phone. I think my phone's got 128 gig micro SD card.
Sure.
That's a lot of stuff you can put on there.
That's a huge amount of storage. Yeah.
So, but, you know, in general, I've had, let's see, how many times this last week? Probably at least once or twice in the last 2 weeks, I've had people lose their data on their systems, you know, where all of a sudden, you know, the whole folders are gone or the hard drive is not accessible anymore. And I've had to retrieve a lot of stuff. So people, you know, if you did lose something, you know, can you get it back? That's the question. Because I've had people change machines and they can't find their stuff, you know, which is just really a matter of navigating. But if your machine now no longer boots, you know, you can't start it up, you can't look at anything, but you still have the old machine. You know, you can still take the hard drive or have somebody do that for you and put it in another machine. And they could, like, I have tools like this one that I've got is this Ease. It's a data recovery tool. So, for example, if it's being wiped out and you know, half of the stuff is pretty much gone, it still goes in there and looks at the hard drive itself and starts peeling out anything that's readable. So I've recovered. Sometimes I let it run all night, you know, because it takes that long. And they'll peel it out and stick it in a folder for me so that I can actually, you know, give that to whoever. Because I had, like, an HR department had, well, where did you keep your files, you know, before your machine cratered? Said, on my desktop. Well, I said, you know, you have a server, and there is a place to store that stuff. It should be stored there, you know, which they'll do now. But, you know, this has already happened. So I had to basically just run this utility to take the drive out, put it in one of my machines, and then run this thing all night. And it got back, you know, hundreds of gigabytes, not gigabytes, I'd say at least a couple of gigabytes, 2 or 3 gigabytes of stuff, which, you know, was stuff that they really needed.
Yeah.
And that's the danger about putting stuff on your desktop. You have to have that somewhere else, like in a company environment. You know, typically you have servers where that stuff gets stored elsewhere. But if you have a regular machine, just remember to back that up.
Well, I know that with this lady, she had a SD drive in her phone and accidentally deleted all of her photos. And what I was reading a lot online when I was doing some research on that is there's a program called RECUVA, Recuva, and you can download this software, and it'll allow you to retrieve your photos as long as you don't,
even if
you format it, as long as you don't write anything else on it. If you just accidentally formatted that drive, you can still recover your information. But you can't recover it if you store any other data on it.
Well, it depends. It depends. Some of the newer generation stuff actually has 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 levels before it starts writing over it.
See, that's what I was concerned about. And that's good.
That's why I got this particular tool, because it'll go over there and it'll dig down where it's, I mean, it's being written over and it's being used, and it goes back, way back, and finds these things. Because it doesn't override it unless it totally has to. It tries to find free space first.
That's incredible. Yeah. I'm surprised.
It's a little more sophisticated than it was like a few years ago.
They're getting pretty in-depth with this stuff.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to take a little break here, and we'll be back in just a little bit. Want to remind everybody on all of our stations that we have got a big Interstate Farm and Home Show coming up for you here, and this is being presented by Bartlett Co-op, and that's coming up on Friday and Saturday, March 6th and 7th. And this is going to be great. It's going to be from 8:30 until 4 at Nellis Hall at the Coffeyville Community College. We've been doing this now for about 4 years, and it keeps growing, and it's the place to be. We've got all kinds of vendors throughout Northeast Oklahoma and Southeast Kansas are going to be represented at the show. So if you're looking for something for, by the way, of agricultural products and equipment, landscaping, general remodeling, home decor, if it goes inside your house or out, you're going to be there, and they're going to be there, too, with you. So the vendors will have a lot of cash and carry items with you so you can buy and take it on home. And also some great door prizes. I'm going to give you 500 good reasons to show up each day. $500 in cash prizes each day will be given away. There you go. Also, Major League Baseball tickets to St. Louis to see the Cardinals, Branson tickets, and a whole lot more. Mark your calendars and plan to attend the 4th annual Interstate Farm and Home Show coming up Friday the 6th and March the 7th, and bring your entire family. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout.
The Dining Guides are on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 K-Rig, Monday through Friday between 11 and noon. Tasty dining ideas from Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Wheezy's Cafe, Price's Old Fashioned Meat Market, and Bartlesville. CV's in Dewey, Copan Truck Stop and Restaurant, and Buck's Barbecue and Steakhouse, Sedan, Kansas. The Dining Guides on sister stations KYFM and K-Rig.
Find out what's going on in the church around the world as Bartlesville's Voice of the Martyrs works to bring the Word of God to all the nations. Listen to AM 1400 KWON just before 9 o'clock Monday through Friday mornings for The Overcomers, brought to you by Brian and Little CPAs. The Overcomers is a daily update on the projects around the world where the church is being persecuted. That's The Overcomers, weekday mornings on AM 1400 KWON, brought to you by the accounting firm of Brian and Little CPAs.
Good morning. It is 7:53. We're 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock and back with Tech Talk. And your phone calls are welcome, as always, at 1-800-749-5936. Charles and Charles, back at the mic, guys. Where are we going?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of news about the Hillcrest Country Club, you know, getting hacked and with their ransomware. So I've had a lot of requests to say, okay, how do I protect myself? You know, so it's really just two things. Making sure that your machine is patched and up to date, and have your operating system current and a virus protection program. You know, like the malware Bytes, for example, has the ransomware built in as far as detecting goes. And don't depend on that free version, because the free version you have to manually scan. And when you get something like ransomware, as soon as it hits your machine, boy, it starts to spread, which it did in their case. Took their machines out, took the servers out, but you know, you need to find something that picks it up right away, because you can't depend on everyone doing the right thing on their machine, because all it takes is one little issue.
Charles, I got a question. The main thing is they to get in, you got to open an attachment. Is that really what it is?
Yes.
And if you don't recognize what I've done is, I don't recognize them. I just delete it, because I can delete off my phone. It takes it off my computer, too,
before
it ever gets there. And so, and the iOS is a little safer, isn't it?
Yeah, for the most part it is, but it's not always going to be protective.
I know.
When you open up an attachment of any sort, it's going to lead you, it's going to direct you down a path you may not want to go. So you better know where that attachment's going.
But the main thing, if I don't recognize a person, and I just swipe it off.
Yep.
Get
that's what
rid
I do.
Of them and, before and again, it ever even gets to my computer that way.
And we talk about this often. Most of your stuff is always tracking your purchasing habits. It's tracking the things you do on a daily basis. So, for instance, we use Square. I use that. I get all these emails from a Square. It looks just like Square, but I know it's not Square because it's coming through my other email, which I'm not attached to Square with my email. They have my email. They know where I'm at. And so as these things come through, it'll say you have a disgruntled customer or a customer that's put up a dispute. And then if I go into my app from Square and look under disputes, there's no disputes.
And the other
so
thing
they're trying to get me to click on and log in.
You know who I get it from a lot? Is something that says Rackspace. Mm. Well, because we get our emails right. through Rackspace. But Rackspace isn't sending me anything.
No, they're not.
And it, usually you'll get two of them, one back to back. Listen, they're not sending me that, and I just delete them off.
Yeah, that's what you got to do just to be safe, you know, or you're going to get caught up in this web.
And I don't want anything to do with that because, boy, they can. We're trapped then.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can't take care of yourself. Like, for example, like I've got an HP machine here in front of me, and they typically have little tools that tells you, like on this one, it's a little blue question mark at the bottom that's called HP Assist, and it tells you everything that's out of date. You know, because a lot of the stuff is not just email, it's actually a device driver that is open. You know, people can go out there and ferret right to your machine.
So on mine, like Dell, it says you got some updates. Do you need to update those?
Yes.
Keep
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
It'll say something down there. You've got this many updates, and it needs to be done. When do you want to start it or whatever?
Right. And that's what helps to know your programs. Like, you know, your like for example, this is HP, so it's HP Assist. At Dell, they have one.
Yeah.
So if it tells you to do it, you ought to do it.
Right. But don't be led astray by some fake program that looks like it, because, you know, you can run into that too.
See
who it is. Yeah. Make sure verify that so that you can trust this program to do what you expect it to do.
Because that's what I always either call Charles or Charles here. One of them, I say, what is this? Yeah. Get rid of that.
Yeah, be vigilant.
I usually call him or go see Charles down at the store and say, what's this? And he'll go, get rid of it.
Yeah, just get rid of it. Don't even open it.
He said, don't open that. I said, well, I didn't want to do anything. And so I just have questions because I'm not that literate about it, but I am like that Rackspace or some of these things. I said, that's not. Forget it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that you noticed that, because some people don't.
Oh, no. I call my son and say, hey, Rackspace sent me. They're not sending you anything. Forget it. And if the IRS ever sends you something, do get rid of that one.
Yeah, because they won't send it. They'll just come down and see you.
That's right. Don't open anything from the IRS.
That's exactly right. And you were saying something over here?
I said, yeah, they will come knocking on your door. They want to say howdy to you if they want something bad enough.
They use the U.S. mail service.
Yes, they do. And, you know, this is another thing. We've talked about this before. Always know who you're dealing with when you're dealing on your computer. It's with all your buying habits. You know, if you're buying stuff and they ask for a credit card verification, you know, you need to call that company directly. Don't go through the internet to do it. If I have a problem with my Capital One card, I don't go to anybody but Capital One directly. I don't do it through the internet. I don't log into any account. I go directly to them, call their 800 number, and I deal with them directly.
And they're the only one who needs to know what's in your pocket.
That's exactly right. And American Express, yeah. I try to leave home without it. It's always, you're going to end up spending it on something.
Right. Well, good luck with that. Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. Well, it's been a really good day for a lot of information that has been passed on. I thank you, listeners, who have been bringing these notes and asking us questions. You can always feel free to call us in here. Don't hesitate to call us on air. We'd like to talk to you, but I thank you for dropping those notes in my box, because we will cover those topics at some point.
Charles, where can they get a hold of you on your email there?
I'm at itvillage.1. You can leave me a message there.
And I'm at NBR Electronics, 510 South Keeler. You can come down and we'll help you.
Gentlemen, let's do it again next week. It is Tech Talk. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour, local news following, and it's been a pleasure. So take care and have yourself a great weekend.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour.